द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तं सर्वभूत हृदयम् मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। My humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Guru. Om Vishnu Vashishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru. Om Vishnu Vashishmad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We were discussing about Bhakti Creeper. First of all, we should know what is bhakti really. Pure bhakti is called Uttama Bhakti. So we must know this. Nowadays, some persons here in India also, especially in Western countries, they want to jump at once without any sadhan, without any bhajan. They don't follow Bhakti Rishami Sindhu, the limbs of bhaktis. At once they can jump, they want to jump, to see naked Radha Krishna in Nishant Lila. They should not do. It is like offense. We should not be mad. First you should hear what is Uttama Bhakti and what are its limbs. And by practicing Uttama Bhakti, when a greed will come, then you can follow Raganuga Bhakti. But even not to give up the limbs of Bhakti, same as we are practicing in Vaidhi Bhakti, regulative Bhakti. Only some modes can be changed. Nowadays, a disciple does not want to hear his Gurudev. Very rare hearing. They think that they are also guru of their guru. This habit will take it them to hell. So many things that they know everything. Who is he? Who is he? Who is he? Who is he? That. Oh, he is Shivananda, he was Ramananda, who was, he is that person, that person. They don't want to practice practically. They want to travel in dream always. Why not practicing bhakti yoga? Don't follow merely
your imaginations.
Oh, your feet should be on the ground, not in dream, here and there. You should follow Rupa Goswami if you want to practice bhakti yoga. Don't go here and there. That I know more than Rupa Goswami. Don't go to follow Krishna Bhavanamrita and Govinda Lilamrita at once. You will go to hell. First practice these things. Who will hear and who will speak this or sweet pastimes of or 24 hours ashtakal? Who are qualified? Who are qualified? Those who are first practicing totally Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedan, Sadhu Sanganam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathurabhas. Mathurabhas means, in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Navadvip, also in Nilachal, always. If there's a little bit, they are, have some relation with this, but not offending anyone, then, they will have Brajprem. So we should try to practice from very beginning. Not practicing Uttama Bhakti, and how you can see naked Radha and Krishna and all these things, and you can tell that I am this, that, he is this, that. Bogus idea. So we should not follow. This is like Mayabad. I am Krishna, I am Sivananda Sen, or I am Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, he is all like Mayabad. So we should know. We should hear first from our Gurudev. If Gurudev is qualified, he will first tell Uttama Bhakti. Anya Bhilashita Sunyam Gyan Karmadhyana Britam Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. What is this? Explain. The meaning. And very short. You should again explain. Very good. Anyone has any question about this? You have understood the meaning? Have you? What?
He said that if you're in a plane and the plane is going to crash and you ask Krishna to save me, then this is not Uttama Bhakti, but
what? What is he telling?
He's saying that in the past time, when the coward boys were in Munjatavi and the fire was there, and the Sakas of Krishna called, "Oh Krishna, save us!" So is this going against Uttam Bhakti? He's
asking this. No.
He said that the airplane example.
Oh. They are beyond Uttama Bhakti. You cannot imagine. Beyond Uttama Bhakti. They are manifestations of himself, Krishna, and they are associates, eternal associate of Krishna. What Krishna likes, always following Krishna. So they came to this world only to fulfill the desire of Krishna. And they are playing like
ordinary boys
to teach us. So they are above consideration, anything. The gopis or gops, all the associates of Golok Vrindavan are all above our consideration or anything. They are like Krishna. So, what?
If a person is on the neophyte platform and they're cultivating devotional service in practice, trying their best, even though they're full of desires, is that considered in the classification of Uttama Bhakti? Or what? Is it, do you have to be on the spontaneous level to be classified as Uttama Bhakti?
He's saying, someone's doing sadhan, and but they're following Vaidhi Bhakti, not Raganuga Bhakti, not the spontaneous level. And they're doing this Vaidhi Bhakti. It seems the question has two parts. Is this Vaidhi Bhakti also included in Uttam Bhakti?
Yes,
and if the
desires.
Person has so many material desires, will it be included in Uttam Bhakti? These two ideas.
Well, the question is wrong about Bhakti. This is for not general person. Oh, beyond the calculation of Kanishta Adhikari. They are not even equal qualified to ask question about. So better to hear. Answer of Gurudev. Hearing. Then question will come. So you should, I request you to hear more and more. And have an idea about bhakti. Even bhakti, not uttama bhakti. So, bhakti, what do you do? A devotee is doing whatever they do, only to please Krishna. This is simple, only this. This is bhakti, but not uttama bhakti. When the two examples, the two limbs, symptom will come, anya vilasita sunyam, then gyan karma dhyana amritam, then it will be pure bhakti, otherwise not. First you should try, with all your senses, with all your activities, to please Gurudev. But Gurudev should be bona fide. And hearing, like Parikshit Maharaj heard from
Sukadev Goswami.
Especially, you try to follow Bhakti Vinod Thakur. In this age, in practical way. In Jaiva Dharma, you should read from beginning. And especially second part of Jaiva Dharma, you should follow. No? Read all. First part. And then come in second part. And from beginning here, be like to Brijanath and
Vijay Kumar.
Follow them. They are really hearing from Gurudev everything. And they're trying to follow. Any question that anyone have, all are in this. Concluded. So, we should not follow our uncontrolled mind. We should try to follow Brijanath and Vijay Kumar. How they are hearing and engaging totally, and transcendental realization coming in them. If you are not totally hearing your Gurudev and making so many
speculations,
then you cannot follow bhakti. Must hear first what the two disciples heard from their Gurudev, they followed. What Raghunath Das Goswami heard from Sarup Damodar, he practiced. What he heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, fast practiced. Not imagination, anything he was doing. You know Raghunath Das Goswami. Totally following Sarup Damodar. And once he told to Sarup Damodar, I want to see direct any teachings from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he told, oh, I have given in the hands of your Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, oh, Sarup Damodar. Oh, I am hearing his Harikatha, very sweet Harikatha. So you should. But even you have some
desire
to hear some from me, or then Gramya katha na bolibe, bhalo na khaibe, na bhalo paribe, amani manadhaye Krishna nam sadalabe. And secondly, he told, Braje Radha Krishna Seva Manase Karibe, what you are hearing from Sarup Damodar. He was doing, actually following Sarup Damodar. What was doing? How was maintaining his life? Oh, our life maintaining should be like him. And then this will come. If these are not coming, and we are following only calculations of mind.
Imaginations.
Oh, it will not. So always hear first Gurudev. And what he has told, you should follow in remembering. You should. What in Srimad Bhagavata has been told, you can follow. Like, not Sarsaki Leela. That is called Mantramayi Upasana first. Damodar Leela is what? Mantramayi Upasana. All the Leelas are Mantra Upasana. But when in continuation, from morning to again morning, it will come. Then it will be Sarsaki Leela. It is for high class of devotees. So here, in our discussion that we are discussing about, explaining about Bhakti Lata Vish, the sadhak is here, in this world, where in Vrindavan, if he is not by body, then he must be by body also there. Better. Always in Vrindavan, like Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath, Jiv Goswami, others. Or Navdeep or Nilachal with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You must be there. And then what doing? Chanting the names. Always. Continuous. Like what has been told in this definition. Tai ladharavat avichanna gati. Like honey is given and in a line it is. Not broken. Unbroken. Day and night. What? Sadhak is here in this world. And what he has heard from his Gurudev. Not exculpation.
Speculation.
Sometimes I cannot.
There's one extrapolation.
So you should must note down in your heart what you have heard from Gurudev, what Sukadeva Goswami heard from his Gurudev. He told to Parikshit Maharaj, nothing else, not imagination. So we should think in a line, like a what? Continuous, without what?
Without interruption.
Without interruption. Only the things which we have heard from Gurudev. Here, sadhak is here. And what doing? Kriti saddha bhava sasadana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakattam hridi sadhyata. What is sadhan? We should not see our follow or obey our uncontrolled mind. What do? Kriti sadbhava, saddha bhava, sa sadhana vidha. Nitya siddhasya prakattam hridi sadhyata. Everything is here. Why? Krishna has given everything in your constitutional body, transcendental body. All has this constitutional form, and we have some relation with Krishna. But now it is covered with Maya, and we are forgetting all these things. So let's hear from all things from Gurudev. And then practice what? Uttama Bhakti. But you should know transcendental name, transcendental pastimes of Krishna. All are transcendental. Our body, our senses, our tongue, our ear are what? Materials. They cannot touch. Never they cannot touch. Only there is one process that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in Shikshastakam. Only one. How our material mind, material ears, material
senses
can be tadatma with that. They cannot be tadatma. Only the transcendental things first. By praying in the lotus feet of Gurudev and Krishna, they will come. And they will be tadatma with our tongue, our ear, our senses, everything. Then we can have some relation. What I told? Can you?
I say, Guru.
No? Oh, with mic, you can tell. Standing. You should try to realize what I told. Otherwise, you cannot develop. You will be Sahajiya, Sakhi Bheki. And I think Mayavadi, don't be like that. Always follow your Gurudev. Your Gurudev is very powerful. Either you can tell your Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, or in line to me also. Try to follow. Don't obey your uncontrolled mind.
Gurudev is telling us the process of Shuddha Bhakti, and in that regard, the verse Kriti Sadhya Bhavi Sadhyava Sasadhana Vidha Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakatam.
Oh, has written this poem in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, or in very beginning, after Uttama Bhakti definition.
It is describing the actual process of bhakti. And what is that? It's very simple. One does not need to speculate or in event and any methods, one simply has to tune one's heart, one's endeavors, one's senses, and each atom with the words of Srila Gurudev, the authoritative Vaishnava. And what is that? All the endeavors which we heard in the beginning of lecture, in the Anya Vinashita verse, they should all focus one point. And what that point is? Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakatyam Risadhita. That with all these endeavors which I'm engaged in, hearing, chanting, remembering, and so on, the goal is that I want to manifest that eternal bhav which is dormant in my heart to serve Krishna. So in other words, bhakti is eternal. It's not something which was not present at one point of time and now by my endeavors it will manifest. So then it means that bhakti is something temporary. Whereas bhakti is eternal. It's nitya. Only by making these endeavors it will wake up. It is there, it will wake up. So kirti sadhya. To do that, kirti means all these senses. Sadhya, by practicing the links of devotion, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, these are all links of bhakti. So, but what they are doing, they are bhakti, but when they are being performed with these senses, then they are sadhana bhakti. Because now they are targeting to do what? To attain the sadhya. And what is that sadhya? That bhav, that eternal bhav is the sadhya. So there is division. In the beginning stage...
First you should move here. Can you? What was my point? Oh, transcendental, any mood, anything, is beyond the limit of material things. Our tongue cannot utter pure name, transcendental. Our ear cannot hear transcendental words. Our mind cannot think about transcendental Krishna or his pastimes. Then how we can do? Kriti sadhya bhaveta sadhya bhava. You should do. Here, very patiently, carefully.
First of all, it should be very firmly established in our mind. Atashi Krishna namadi nhavabat gharjam indriya. Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes, they are all transcendental. They are beyond the jurisdiction of our senses.
What do you think? Oh, what is that material thing? Oh, Krishna is very beautiful. Oh, if he is naked, he is very beautiful. And his cheeks are very beautiful. What is this?
Material idea.
But there is process. And that process we should adopt. Don't use your what?
Uncontrolled mind.
Then?
So,
very good point. You should try to realize this.
Mahaprabhu explaining. Aprakita vastu nahi prakita gochar. The transcendental subject matter, it never comes within the jurisdiction of the material mind and senses and material perceptions. This is the first idea. So we have to chant Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. But the material senses, they cannot do this. So how will we come in the line of bhakti? Krishna Chakra Thakur, he explains. First, we do sadhana bhakti. What is it, sadhana bhakti? Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhanavida. The word kriti sadhya means you're using your senses. This affair of sadhana bhakti is called indriya prerana or indriya vyapara. that Indriya Prerana means instigated from your senses. By you engaging your senses in hearing, chanting, remembering. It is coming from the senses. Or it is Indriya Vyapara, an affair of the senses. But what is bhakti? Bhakti is not an affair of the senses. Bhakti is the vritti, the function of Swarup Shakti, especially the essence of Samvit and Hadini, Krishna's knowledge potency, Samvit, and Hadini, Krishna's pleasure potency, mixed together. This is called bhakti. So here, this bhakti, Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, Bhava Bhakti, this is the aim and object of our sadhana. So first the devotee should understand that why am I doing everything? Why am I hearing? Why am I chanting? Why am I remembering? Or only to realize and to get a touch with this transcendental bhakti. Actually, this he should know. Now, nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam
vidhisadhita. Stop that. Again, you should hear me. Again, here. Oh, a boy, a father and mother wants that he should be educated. And he wants to send him to school. And they took their children to school. No? And he was weeping very much. Very much, very much. I will not go to school. I will not read. And he was very, very weeping. But her father and mother were very expert. No? They went to school. And he was admitted in the school. Teacher was also an expert. Oh, this boy is very intelligent, he told. Oh, good boy, good boy. Bring a red book for him. And there, the picture of a very reddish apple was there. Oh, B. Oh, there was a ball. Oh, very colored. Oh, there was a cat. And there was a dog and so many things. Only in pictures. And read his book, very charming book. And the teacher told, oh, I've admitted in school. A, you see, apple. B, ball. You should read. B, ball. C, cat. D, dog. Oh, you have passed all the examination. You are very intelligent. And then, oh, he came now again in house. And he was very happy and told his father, oh, I have studied so many things. Now I am a student. Oh, mother, when I will go to school? Oh, just now, tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow. Now he is ready to go to school and he is thinking that I am a student. Really, still he is no a student. No? No student. So, in the beginning, a devotee is initiated by Gurudev. And he has been told that you should chant name. You should hear Harikatha. But actually, his all kinds of senses are not touching that thing. He is not educated. He is not a student even. Only going and coming and seeing pictures. Again, another example. Oh, today will be fire sacrifice. Bring some ghee. Panchamritam. Bring some dry oats. Bring some bricks and sand. So many mango leaves. And bring this and that. They brought. Is this fire sacrifice? What is fire sacrifice? Only that I am offering myself to Krishna. Om Krishnaya Namaha. Om Krishnaya Swaha. Om Radhikaya Swaha. By heart. Oh, this is fire sacrifice. But what will be called? To bring dry oats, ghee, and so many paraphernalia. What is that? But we will tell that it will help in fire sacrifice, not fire sacrifice. In this way, what you are hearing, chanting, you are not related with transcendental name, his pastimes, because your senses are all material. So when that bhakti, uttama bhakti, which is to be done by only transcendental mind, transcendental senses, transcendental hands and feet and all these things, then uttama bhakti. But what we are doing? When we are using our this material ears, material minds, material everything, we are hearing Gurudev. Oh, Gurudev, very good boy, very good boy. You are a very good student, devotee. But really he is not devotee. So when we are using all these material senses, body, hands and all this, we are doing archan by this hand. And we are seeing it by worldly eyes, material eyes. Oh, this is not archan. We are seeing all this. But this is not uttama bhakti. But by doing so, gradually, by the mercy of Gurudev and Krishna, transcendental, a fraction of bhakti. What is that? That he told. What? Transcendental. Swarup Shakti, Sambhid and Ladini. Oh, by the mercy of Gurudev and Krishna, they will come in your heart. And they will come and they will be tadatma with all these senses, body and mind.
One word. Oneness. Tadatma.
Yes. Like there is a iron rod. It cannot burn. But if you will give in fire and it will be red. And if you will touch the iron, you will be burnt. Who burns? You. Who burns?
Fire is burning.
Fire. Iron cannot
burn.
But here fire is
oneness with iron.
With ironness. Fire has some power. So this fraction of bhakti has some power to be one in our senses. And when it will be by this process, bhakti will come gradually. Then we will have transcendental all these things. Ata Krishna Madina Bhavit Kriya. Grayam Indriyaiva. Indri? Shavan Mukho hi Jivad. What is Shavan Mukho? To serve Gurudev, to serve Harinam, to serve Mahaprasad, to serve Hari Katha, to serve all. Don't take anything. Don't eat anything. You should serve Mahaprasadam. Mahaprasade, Govinde, Nama Brahmani, Vaishnave, Svalpa Punyavatang Rajan, Vishwas Naiva Jayate. So we should always serve. You should not chant, but what you do? Oh, you should serve Harinam. You should not hear Hari Katha. You cannot. Your senses cannot. So better, what? To serve Hari. So in this way, that transcendental bhakti will come. gradually. This is only the process. To follow your Gurudev. Follow our Rupa Goswami process. And then, in practical way, this bhakti will come. Don't think yourself. You should pray only that what? There is a shloka in Upanishad. How, if we are in service mode, then he is realized himself. Nayam atma pravachane na labhyo. Name dhaya bahuna sute na. Jam eva yesh binuti ten labhya. Tasaish atma vibhunute. We should wait for what? When Krishna mercy is coming. Oh Krishna, be merciful to us. Oh Gurudev, you should be merciful to them. And when he will think, oh, he is qualified. Now I should go and help. And then Krishna wishes, and at once he realized everything. By our efforts, we cannot do anything. And that is the point of Yashoda mother. He wanted to bind, but he could not. And when he requested his Narayan, at first Krishna knew his Mool Narayan. And at once he became merciful. And only in one rope he was binded. Gaur Premanande. I wanted to tell so many things. But I also thought that you should know all these things. It is more important. Anyone cannot tell all these things to you. So you must think these things before, and then it will be a platform. And then all these transcendental things automatic will come. And then I will speak on the sadhak who is here in this world. But Kripa has gone to Golok Vrindavan. And what he is doing here? He is sitting here in Vrindavan, transcendental Vrindavan. If not by his body, or then by mind even. In the guidance of Rashik and Tattvajna Vaishnav. Always chanting and remembering the past times. And then, automatically, like a chain, the pastimes of Krishna will come automatically. So we should follow this this line of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur by Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all. Today, Gaur Pramana.
You're saying bhakti will come gradually by the grace of Guru and Krishna.
Yes.
It
may come like it came in the heart of Kaliya. Kaliya, Aghasur, Bakasur. They have not done anything. They have not gone in the guidance of any guru. But really there was something. What was that? Oh, Putna was brother of Aghasur, Bakasur. And Kaliya, oh, his wife's a very high class of devotees, very high. Only by their mercy, Krishna was pleased, and without any causeless mercy, he was bound to do. So if your guru is like that, like the wife of Kali, or you have any tendency to serve, and then mercifully your Gurudev is so. Like Narada, if Narada will tell, oh, you should be a tree, and in that tree, Krishna will come, and he will
liberate you.
Oh, Krishna is bound to do like that. So if your Gurudev is like that, like Narada Rishi, Guru of Prahlad, Dhruva, Vyasdev, Pracheta, and so many. Bhakti.